No. We know how important of a game this is, really how important it is, so we got to come to work and definitely put forth our best effort.
I don't think people understand how hard it is when somebody's talking about you and going off on you to back down. It's not an easy thing, is it?
Especially not for me. No, we got to bring our big boy pads this week. They're a really good football team. Hines Ward for myself is something I look forward to. Great receiver, so we'll have our hands full of the defense.
You pick Chris Hope's brain. He's good buddies with Hines. You pick his brain about?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's heard and seen everything, so, you just got to go out there and play football against him.
How much does this week feel different than, say, Lions week?
Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers are a really elite football team. It's a chance for home field throughout. And they're a chance for us to make a statement. And we need to do that because they're a really good football team.
You feel like you didn't make a statement last week and that motivates you to kind of get back?
Yeah, I think we sort of laid an egg there. We had some plays we left on the field. So this week, it's in our hands whether we want home field or not.
Me and the coaches taking you inside and ask you just to turn it down a notch, or I secretly think they probably like your intensity out there.
I wouldn't turn down a notch anyway if they asked me to. I'm just going to play the game where I play at a high level and try to, get some good things and just know when to back down, at certain points of the game.
You still feel like you got a lot to prove. You went to the Pro Bowl, come from a small school with a lot of people bypassing.
You always got a lot to prove. They got a draft every year, and a kid from Sanford, those seats get filled up quick. So, I got to get better every year.
Was there a little bit of when you were, did Jeff call you yesterday and tell you?
Yes, sir.
All right, so when you got that call, was there a little bit of, yeah, I showed him?
No. It was more of a humbling aspect, when your peers can vote on you. And, think that, you made to the Pro Bowl fans or whatnot. It was just a humbling thing for me.
What did he say when he called me?
He just said, I deserved it. I worked hard and it paid off. And it was just, something to be proud of. And I definitely believe all of that.
You got all your people lined up for a trip?
Yeah, too many going. But, it's going to have a good time.
I know you're close to your mom. Did you call her?
Absolutely. She was actually the first person I called. And, she cried for me. Because she's a great mom, and she led me to this point, so I'm thankful for her.
Was there anybody that called you and you thought, I haven't heard from him in forever?
Yeah, but they were thanking me. A lot of people, in my corner just thanking me that I had a chance just to influence and whatnot. So that was big for me, a lot of those guys standing behind me.
Anybody like, hey, take me?
I had some friends back home, they had graduated. So I said, as a graduation present, from college, I could definitely take you. So we're going to have a good time.
I heard you were afraid of flying.
Absolutely. Whatever they have, a tranquilizer for heavy bears or anything like that, I need that because I don't like flying more than like 3-4 hours.
That's a long way from Tampa to Hawaii, in February.
Yeah, a tranquilizer, I hope, or something, that they can give me that, can get me over there in one piece.
Maybe you can talk to John Matt a little bit about how he hunts, because, he doesn't like flying either.
Yeah, I'm going to take a cruise, maybe. I'm thinking a cruise, Austin and Rock. Call me a sissy if you want to. I'm just going to smile about it.